And now we come to state of Gopher. Evil Bob is asking how old is Bruno's guild guard. Well, you have to ask ADZ. He knows it. I think he found him somewhere on the roadside and made him a professor. That's how you normally become a professor at a university. You're an old turtle on the roadside and then someone gives you the title. Prost on Academia. No, actually, that's not how it works. That was just a pun on Academia. Sometimes we really think, how did the professor get there? So, let's come to the state of Gopher. The state of Gopher... This is the number of servers. So, in 2024, we had 312 servers. That's 7 down from last year, but still... 5.1 million unique selectors. Selectors is the content you can actually get from the service. And that's still up from 2017 when we only had 133 Gopher servers. So it's stale. It's just stable. And that's over 7 years. There are new statistics now, like there's now a service where someone collects CAP statistics. CAP is, to remember, some metadata you can put on your Gopher server to state which meta information your server can give you back. And there are 136 Gopher servers actually serving CAPs. If you go to this URI, you will realize that there are... more statistics of admin and so on, which are shown. And ADC at the moment is telling us that stated on the growth rings around Professor Skildgard, he's around 10 years old. He's happy, he's back in grass and listening to the conference. So let's go to the Gopher Lawn. The Gopher Lawn is up 17 links from 2023, so it's growing. I mean, we have 259 links indexed with metadata, so that's very good. There's a special thanks going to Patso, the guy who's always flooding our RZ channel. Yes, that guy. He is really contacting offline servers and offline people to get their Gopher server back online. And that way he got like 7 or 9 servers to be back online and we can reach them. This is really hard work to contact those people. So thank you very much, Patso. Here is your applause. Yeah, thank you very much. So Gopher Lawn is growing, but actually there's not much, as you can see, not the servers are not growing, so there's not much to index anymore, but maybe sometimes we will automate some stuff. So let's come to Gopher Specialities. Did you know there's one computer company that only offers its services on Gopher? It's called FRST Computers, or firstcomputer.com. If you go there, you will realize that they are offering handmade computers specifically designed for Plan 9. Yes, yes, they're really offering. It's already, if you open up the link, it's already a model 2. No, model 3. They're working on model 3. Really, it's some people are buying this. Maybe you get interested. They're really up to our philosophy of minimalism and Gopher and Plan 9. And someone is really offering pure services on that. Thank you very much. So next, there's something I found through AntK. There is this old computer challenge. it's one thing done by old people who still go back into their youth when they had small computers, and they even young people join in, and they do this every year where you have like an old computer challenge where you have to use for some time just old computers for modern services. And this of course forces you to use small technology, and as you can see, most entries this year were Gopher, and this is a reason. There's a good reason for that. I will show you on the next slide. First you can watch how many people are there, because if you go on the website you will see all the links, and there's mostly a blog post about what they did, like one guy without Xorg, one guy without graphics, one guy did Windows 11, 3.11. Yeah, really? A network. It's really fun to watch, and people have fun doing that. So here's someone who made some thoughts on the old computer challenge in 2024. He's saying, I disliked Gemini before. I disliked it before. Now I hate it. Gopher's the king. And you have a further comment from NK Wireless, because he tried to backport TLS to XP in 2000 and it was a nightmare. So the advantage of Gopher is you always have just plain text, and this allows it to be used on old devices in such a challenge. So this is the big advantage of Gopher. So this is a slide I just repeat from last year. Gopher is at your hand because it will fit to your individuality. You can just use text to fit to what you like. New people will come and go depending on their interest, and hardcore is here to stay. Thank you for everyone working on Gopher Space. So this year is a special State of Gopher presentation, because people were asking, what's the real state of Gopher? I mean, first I have to put down the volume on my microphone because it's so loud, it always irritates me. Now it's better. Okay, the thing is, I have prepared the last Gopher source, that's 0.0.5, where there was included the Gopher client and the server. This is important because after that they moved to PyGopherD, so the Python version. But before that you will see what's the historical inheritance of what we are talking about, what was the Gopher when we started this new subculture. And this will be really interesting, because some people will think like, oh, this is the RFC of Gopher, it's hardcore, it has to be like that, it has to be, everyone has to follow the RFC, TLS is bad, if you use TLC you will break down my whole server I set up in 1970s, and you're really bad and I'm the only one using that. Well, just for your notice, Gopher has been different. So let's go to the source code. Let's go to the Gopher daemon. To the Gopher D. And do something. Oh. That was not good. Now you should see it better. Sorry for people with epileptics. So let's search for HTML. Yeah, Evil Bob is noting even the Gopher RFC hints, it says that it's flexible with new styles and so on. No. I'm talking about even some worse stuff done in the source code. There has been really ugly stuff done. Let's see. HTML, just searching through it. HTML icon support. in the Gopher server. In 1995. Oh, HTML and URL related fixes in a Gopher server. Headlines to top level HTML. HTML in ways. Oh, look, there's a whole HTML page in the Gopher server. What could they have done with that? See, there's some strange index which is output in HTML. Maybe internally, hello, they were using HTML like this. Look, this is MIME types. They were using MIME types internally in GopherD. So let's go to the next line. Line 4, 5. Look at this. Evil Bob's asking, yes, the source code is on Bitreich. I'm just showing you. It will be... No, Evil Bob, I'm talking about something else. I'm talking about that the Gopher people back then, which some people think are saints and they are holy, they actually were thinking of switching all of Gopher over to the World Wide Web. As you can see here, this is like in a web server doing authentication. Let's go to line 1651. Oh, see, we do store HTML on the disk. 2148. See, we are doing direct conversation of in the default view of Gopher stuff to MIME types. Oh, Evil Bob is asking, what's the repo called? Well, you have to search for Gopher minus 3.0.5. Because if you search for newer Gopher repositories, for example, for the client, you will have no Gopher daemon inside of it. So you have to especially search for 3.0.5. But I put it into it will be in the recording directory of the slides. No, it's not in Bitreich SCM. It's tar GZ of you have to find in the history of Gopher, because the Gopher D they removed it after that. You have like newer ones where everything's removed. So let's see. We are going further. Can you see this? Modify default view. Again, if something is a Gopher type, like PCBin, CSO, it's changed to a MIME type. This proves internally they were completely using MIME. This whole thing, in the end, what we are inheriting is already people that did complete HTML thinking in their software. So whatever we do to simplify Gopher, that's what I want to prove, that's what I want to say, is we have free hand there. If you look further into this, everything's HTML there. They translated this, they added special services for HTML and HTTP. All of that was done there. So even if you look at the Gopher, first, I will look at the base Gopher. Where is it? Ah, it was base index. Huh? Am I blind? No, base, base.
It's capital W.
Oh, there it is. There it is. 604. See? I mean, like you have an old protocol. It's called WAIS. You connect there via text, you get back some response, you parse it, and what do? They, of course, convert it to a Gopher menu in MIME type application Gopher plus menu. So, this is a complete conversion in the holy source code of Gopher to the web. So, whenever someone says, like, I want something to be compatible to the old Gopher stuff. Well, we have to do the web. Because someone was arguing with me that, the for example the menus of Bitrage. If you go through it, you have this informational stuff, and there are some old clients which do not support information, where you have like ASCII art which is displayed. Well, should we do HTML? What should we do? That's the question. Let's go to the Co for client. So, to come back from all of this excitement that, well, maybe much of this Gopher history is based on a big lie. Look at this line. Yes, they even have a correlation to CatV. Yes, that's what they do for displaying a file when it's downloaded. Yes, you can see it's 1995 and before that, and they use CatV, and we are a complete different culture where we shouldn't do that. So in conclusio, I'm going back to my slides. Because I'm an academic, I tell you what you have to think. So Athos is also an academic, so he's allowed to talk to me, and he's saying that we should use the ifdef WMS VMS code path. And Evil Bob is saying everything should have been written in Rust. So I guess now everyone's getting drunk. Prost. Prost. Okay, conclusio. What is pure Gopher? If you look it up, if you want to have like a comparison, there's pure Buddhism. If you look at in Japan, there's a history about that. And it ended up the same. In the end, it was just corrupt people, like the normal people, having some strange curtain around them. But we are talking about technology at Bitrage. So how far did the forefathers of Gopher already divert? Look at Gopher Plus. Gopher Plus is already just forms, HTML forms in a different way. Why should we support that? We will just do a web. Why would we do the web again? So are we allowed to add TLS? And my question to all of these answers from the first to the beginning is yes. What is pure Gopher? Yes. How far did the forefathers divert from Gopher protocol already? Yes. Are we allowed to add TLS? Yes. Those are my answers. And I hope you all agree. And ADC agrees. Okay, okay, thank you very much. So this was my talk. Because I wanted to have a different state of Gopher this year, because it's always like boring, like I showed you this new service and this new service, but that didn't happen so much. But I wanted to show you what was the real state of Gopher when I, for example, started all of this, when I wrote my first Gopher D for Plan 9. And the state was what I showed you now. It was pure HTML, and that's why many decisions in Gopher Gear Media were made, like adding GPH and so on, and forcing text, and adding ASCII art, and all of that. That was my further extensions of how to go on. What is, let's see, something funny that Evil Bob posted. He's showing Gopher, Localis, Pig Latin. What the fuck? This is about speaking pig language? Awning way. What? Thank you for finding this pun in. Yeah, I had fun back then. Whatever this is. I didn't know that pigs talk that way. Oh, for gay. Configuration K. AVC. So really? I didn't know that pigs talk that way. Oh, there's even Klingon. Klingon messages. Oh, what else do we have? French. What's that? You know this command? RMRF slash? That's to remove the French messages on your computer. Be careful. Joshua tells me, yeah, he is French. He always runs this every morning. RM-FR. But it doesn't work. It regrows, yeah? Okay. So thank you for everyone for joining into this talk.